clean water is a vital resource locally and around the world. Mary Beth Sutton works with local children about clean water issues and testing. Caribbean Sea and Tennessee are celebrating the 10th annual beach party at the IMAX on November 9th. I spoke with Sutton about the event. This is an exciting event that happens every year in order to support Caribbean Sea and Tennessee in the efforts of educating people and cleaning up the watershed, not only here in the Tennessee area, right around Chattanooga, but also in the Caribbean islands.
We've switched it up a little bit this year because we're having a second event in February, so we've moved it up to November. So on November 9th, we're celebrating our 10th annual beach party. It's a Caribbean Sea party. We're going to focus a bit on coral reefs and shark conservation because it's at the IMAX. And we get to see an exclusive showing of the Great White Shark IMAX movie, 3D.
That's a pretty exciting movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie if you haven't seen it. And the funds that we raise, it all goes to support our work here with kids and communities to clean up the water. To raise awareness first, because people don't realize that plain old dirt in the water is a problem. And then add sewage on top of that, and you've got a big murky mess, both here in the Tennessee Valley as well as in developing areas of the Caribbean.
When you educate children, it takes the next generation a little bit further along in preparing to take over and assume control of their environment.
It sure does, but it also opens up the eyes of the parents, too, and the community. When you see kids in a street drain doing a water test or looking at the bugs in a creek, the rest of the people look around and go, huh, I wonder what they're doing. And then awareness starts being raised because they ask questions. And if the kids are prepared, they can answer thoughtfully with good responses, so then we move toward something happening, some kind of action to change what's going on with the water. Water is our most precious resource. We're not getting any more water, and there are already wars over water. Can you just say Atlanta?
Well, in some of the areas of this country and other parts of the world, the battles over clean water have been going on for generations and generations and generations. I mean, you can look at changing the path of the Colorado River, which totally decimated some populations because they lost water and completely changed some of the areas out west.
Absolutely.
Because they suddenly got water. Now, in the water-rich South, which a lot of people think of us that way because we have so many lakes and rivers and such, that water is not guaranteed. Like you said, in Georgia, they're having their issues. They're also having issues with Florida and the boundaries of where the water goes. But you also have to look at the quality of the water, and that is impacted by the watershed, everything around it that feeds into the rivers.
I guess people don't think of it. It's not a conscious thought that anything I do, say, on Lookout Mountain or Signal Mountain, it all flows downhill to the valley, to the river. The watershed, like you said, is everything that surrounds or drains into that water system. So everything that happens can contribute to what's going on with the water quality. The funding for testing the water is, shall I say, drying up. Like TDEC, they can only get to a water system, a stream system, once every 5 years now. And they have a list of impacted streams called their 303D list. So one of the things we've been doing is training volunteers to go out, grab a water sample. If they don't want to test it themselves, we'll test it for them. It's basic backyard chemistry field monitoring kits, but it gives an idea of what's going on and if something has changed. And if we find something that needs looking at more closely or more professionally even, we'll call TDEC or we'll call Hamilton County Water Quality and say, hey, the bacteria levels are really high on whatever creek today. You might want to go see what's going on. And that gives them a few more eyes and ears out in the community, and it helps so much.
The children that get involved with your water testing programs and other water resource education programs are from public schools, private schools, just around the corners.
Just around the corner, just in your backyard. And it's not just kids. It's a lot of adults. It would be parents of young children who say, can my kids play in this creek like I used to? And they want to know what's going on. For example, the South Chickamauga Greenway Alliance. Some of the folks from South Chick said, hey, we want to test this water, see what's going on. it smells funny down there. Then it could be students like the student at Signal Mountain Middle High School who did his personal project and found overflowing sewer pipes. It could be any and all of the above. So it ranges from young age, elementary age, all the way to children who are retired.
Where, when, and what to expect at the shark-themed beach party?
The Caribbean Sea Party this year. It's November 9th, which is a Saturday. And yes, I know there's big football games going on, so we'll have a TV in the corner for you. 7 o'clock is when it starts. It is at the IMAX Theater, obviously, so we can see the shark movie. There will be some rum tasting going on. There will be some good drinks, really good food, because it's catered by Events with Taste. And, of course, an auction of all sorts of Caribbean and other outdoor-related items.
Do you need tickets in advance?
It would help so much if you would get tickets in advance. Please, Chattanooga. I know you're not good at buying tickets in advance, but if you go to our website or go to the gear closet and get tickets, we'll know how many people to prepare food for. It'd be really nice. Our website is caribbean-c.org. The ticket link is up on there. The gear closet is open Thursday through Sunday. You can get tickets there.
Is it 21 or over only?
We'll card everybody. So if people want to come who want to come to get to see the shark movie and see what's going on. We'll have also some displays of like a great white shark jaw and Carcharodon megalodon teeth, you know, the ancient shark teeth. So some other people may want to come who are not 21 and over. We'll just card at the door.
So the Tennessee Aquarium at IMAX is partnering with you on this.
Yes, they're one of our sponsors. They are so fabulous. And it's really a neat partnership because we're in the same boat. We both talk about water. We're the boots on the ground kind of organization. We're right in there slogging through the creeks, looking for crawdads, evaluating what's going on, and then helping communities, schools, whomever, build rain gardens or construct wetlands or biogas digesters. We have our fingers out into the watersheds.
Testing the watershed is not just taking a sample of the water and sending it to a lab. You're looking for biodiversity and other aspects, just looking at the color of the water.
The color of the water, what's on the stream bed, what is coating the stream bed. If you can find critters in the water, there are places in the South Chickamauga Creek that are so incredibly biodiverse that it's astounding. This area has more biodiversity than almost anywhere else in the country, and very similar to some areas in China. If you ask Casper Cox or some of the TVA aquatic biologists, they're just amazed by the biodiversity on South Chick. Wish we had that everywhere. Wish we had that downstream on South Chick, because it's not like that once you get down into the more developed areas.
The 10th Annual Caribbean Sea Beach Party is Saturday, November 9th at the IMAX Theater, downtown Chattanooga. The theme is sharks, and admission to the party includes a private viewing of Great White Sharks IMAX 3D. You can purchase tickets in advance online at caribbean-c.org or at the gear closet. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.